West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Well, 1 week until the early voting period begins for the District 30 State Senate race in the northern portion of Carroll County, all of Harrelson County, and parts of Paulding and Douglas. That special election was announced by Governor Brian Kemp following the resignation of Mike Dugan earlier this month. The Carroll County Elections Office is in a rush to inform the public where the new lines are drawn for Senate District 30 in Carroll County, where up until the end of last year, all 29 precincts in Carroll County fell into that district. In 2024, District 30 takes up only 18 precincts in the county.
And these are the ones that are part of the District 30 right now. Bethany, Bonner Rec Center, Mount Holly, Bowden Junction, Carroll EMC, Center Point, Neva Lomason, Fairfield, Mars Hill, Hewlett. It used to be called Hewlett, now it's Mars Hill. So more confusion. Lakeshore Rec Center, Mount Zion, Midway Church, used to be called Sand Hill, Tabernacle, Temple City, Temple County, Villarica City, Villarica North, Villarica South, and West Carrollton.
And that was Carroll County Elections Supervisor Keith West. He was a recent guest on the WLBB Community Voice. All other precincts in Carroll County will fall into Senate District 6, currently represented by Matt Brass. The need for this special election on February the 13th developed following the announcement of Georgia's 3rd District Congressman Drew Ferguson that he would not seek re-election in 2024. Then the state's District 30 Senate seat, which has 1 year remaining in the current term, became vacant when Dugan resigned immediately in order to qualify for that congressional seat in March. Dugan explains his motivation for seeking the congressional seat on a recent WLBB Community Voice.
I haven't done a decade at the state, and a lot of the calls that I get from constituents are Social Security, their Veterans Affairs, their help with Medicare, Medicaid, passport issues, their concerns about what's going on at the border. There's concerns about immigration. There's concerns about national security. There's concerns about the economy. And so when I started paying attention to what's going on at the federal level with what the constituents are calling and asking for help with, of those in the race that are versed on national security, I'm the most versed. And when you look at the ability to actually accomplish stuff, just look at the track record for the last decade in the Senate.
And District 18 State House Rep. Tyler Paul Smith is among the co-sponsors of a new House bill that would prohibit the release or posting of a booking photograph unless and until the individual depicted therein is convicted. Current law only prohibits sharing or posting of a booking photograph from publications or websites that require the payment of a fee or other consideration to have it removed and can be shared with local media upon request. Georgia House Bill 882 was introduced on January the 9th of this year and received a second reading in the House this past Thursday. That bill is sponsored by 4 Democrats and 2 Republicans, including Smith. I'm Colin Worthington.